Okay, so if you're with me right now, I'm assuming that you have figured out your correct spellings of the perfect fourths, and here they are. I'll say them in groups as we did on the perfect fifths. The C and F group are spelled as follows. We have C flat and F flat, C and F, C sharp and F sharp. From D to G is D flat and G flat, D and G, and D sharp and G sharp. Our E and A group is E flat and A flat, E and A, and E sharp and A sharp. Our F and B group is a little different. We have only two. They are F and B flat and F sharp and B. Remember, you have to count five half steps up, and there are only two in this F and B group. As you may have noticed, if you go F flat, it would have to be B double flat in order for it to work out as a perfect fourth, in order for there to be five half steps. So F flat and B double flat is too unusual, so we just won't use that one at all, okay? So now we go to our G and C group, and they are as follows. G flat and C flat, G and C, and G sharp and C sharp. Then up to our A and D group, and those are A flat, D flat, A natural and D natural, and A sharp and D sharp. Then to our B and E group, we have B flat, E flat, B, E, and B sharp and E sharp. We won't be singing using B sharp and E sharp, but once again, it's nice to know that those kind of intervals are still perfect fourths whenever you have a B sharp and an E sharp. But when you're using your grand round of fourths, you won't actually be singing on that particular interval. So now you have all the correct spellings. If you made any mistakes, see the reasons why you made the mistakes. It has to be any kind of a C to any kind of an F, or any kind of a D to any kind of a G, that kind of way, just like the perfect fifths. And we have to make sure that there are five half steps from the bottom note to the top note. Any C to any F is a fourth, but it has to have five half steps in order for it to be a perfect fourth. So use this knowledge and practice your grand round of fourths, and practice your sound round of fourths, and then be sure to practice your random rounds of fourths to prepare you properly for your test, and I will see you on lesson number 4 when you complete this assignment.